Good afternoon, guys. Matt Asiato, Red Ellison, Josh Freeman, and Rodney Smith, they're probably not going to make it for this ball game. Fred Evans tweaked his knee a little bit yesterday, but he should be fine. We're going to see how he feels tomorrow morning. But other than that, everybody else worked well and practiced well, and looking forward to this football game at home in front of our fans on Sunday night. So.
With his injury, he's still recovering from.
He still has a little bit of tightness, but not anything that would keep him from doing what he has to do. So, haven't decided yet.
Is Bonner going to start for sure?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Freeman, he did a little work today in the session. We were able to see how much was he able to do today.
That was it. He did a little bit of work today. You know, he was cleared this morning, but that was about it. Didn't do that much, but did something.
Do you anticipate he'll be able to practice next week regularly?
We do, based on the fact that he was able to practice today. Yep.
Like make him inactive and cast as a backup then?
Yes.
How big of a loss to your running game is Red Ellison? Just he's kind of struggled this year to stay healthy.
Yeah, he's a pretty big loss. We count on Red in the run game quite a bit, and so to not have him, it definitely makes a difference with some of the things we want to do. But that gives some other guys an opportunity to step up and do a good job as well. But he is a big part of our run offense.
Changed at all how plays are called or what plays are called?
Yes and no. I mean, we still run some of the same plays, and you know, we still want to be as effective as we were. We may not go to the same spot, but they're the same plays. But he definitely makes a difference for us.
Can you just talk about the offensive line this year? I mean, same group of guys, but you're averaging a yard less, running the ball, giving up a few more sacks. I mean, what's been the difference this year in the play of the line overall?
You know, with our run game, the fact that we are averaging a yard less than we were this time a year ago, one of the things you have to keep in mind with the run game, it's more than the offensive line. They are a major part of our run offense, without question. But our tight ends, whether it be Rhett or Kyle or John Carlson, I mean, those guys are a big part of our run game as well, along with our wide receivers, the way we do it. You know, we count on those guys getting a good block on safeties and corners as well to help us spring runs. But so when we have breakdowns, it's not necessarily, even in pass protection, not necessarily all the offensive line. We count on our backs to help us in protection. We count on our tight ends to help us at times in protection as well. To answer your question, there are some things that we can definitely improve with our offensive line, but there are other areas also that are a part of one of the reasons we're not running the ball as effectively as we did, say, a season ago.
When Adrian Peterson said everyone needs to be more physical, you think a lot of it was referring to the line? I mean,
if he didn't get specific, I probably won't get specific either. You know, I didn't read his quote, but we do need to be more physical as a front. Matter of fact, we talked about that this week, you know, on both sides of the ball. We want to be more physical than we have been. So I don't know if he was specifically talking about them, but we do need to be more physical up front and in some other areas as well.
How does Jerome Felton look to you in that part of your game since he came back 3 or 4 weeks ago?
I think he's gotten better being each snap that he's gotten. You know, we didn't have him much in the Carolina game. He played more in the New York game. And, you know, we hope to get him on the field more in this next game. But each game that he's been out there, he's gotten a little bit better. And I think based on the way he's practiced this week, this should be his best game. So he's had a good week of practice.
Has there been an adjustment for him? Obviously, had a great year last year. But just coming back from that suspension, was there kind of a period of getting reacclimated for him?
I think so. When you talk about games, just getting back in the flow of games, you know, the fact that he couldn't practice with us during that time either, and although he could come to meetings, it has to have some type of effect when it comes to the timing and the contact that's involved in his position. But he's gotten better, and like I said, I think the week of practice that he's had, he should have a great game on Sunday night. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks.